Just over a decade ago, as I was starting out in journalism, I became curious about a harmless-sounding digital object known as a cookie. I thought I knew what it was, a piece of code on my device that worked as a tagging mechanism for internet companies to identify me and learn more about my online behavior. These cookies kept popping up every time I visited any website on my phone or computer, asking for my permission to start a digital trail of crumbs. So I decided to find out where they led. Reporting that story for Wired magazine took me down a dizzying series of rabbit holes that I'm yet to emerge from fully. It revealed the murky world of data brokers, shadowy companies that collect data about our online lives and turn them into saleable profiles of who we are today and who we will one day become. And eventually, it took me beyond the brokers, deep into the business models of the world's most valuable companies, grouped loosely together as big tech, who made their money in the same way, by converting our lives into swarming clouds of data for sale. But before I followed that trail, I wasn't convinced I wanted to spend several months writing about a bunch of statistics. I needed to make the story feel tangible to me. What did all that data actually look like? So I tracked down the profile of someone I was intimately familiar with, myself. To do this, I found a small ad tech startup called Iota, which walked me step by step through how I could pull the information being collected about me from my own web browser and then decoded it for me. The afternoon that Iota sent me the full report of an anonymized version of me, I was on a train to Brighton. It included a report that ran to more than a dozen pages, compiled by Experian, a credit rating agency that doubled as a data broker. Experian had categorized me as a bright young thing, one of 64 profiles that it had available at the time, a category of young professionals living in urban flats. The profile described a 26-year-old British Asian woman working in media and living in a northwest neighborhood in London. It detailed her TV watching habits, on demand rather than cable, food preferences, Thai and Mexican, her evening and weekend plans. It even broke down her spending in detail, on restaurants and travel rather than on furniture or cars. The data Iota sent listed the number of holidays this woman had taken in the past year and indicated an imminent flight purchase. It suggested that she didn't have any children or a mortgage, and that she usually buys her groceries at Sainsbury's, but only because it's on her way home. It predicted she had a cleaner who let herself in while she was at work. Beyond her day-to-day activities, a little section at the end outlined her liberal opinions, including her level of ambition, political leanings, and personality traits: optimistic, ambitious, not easily swayed by others' views. I remember the feeling of shock, and I spent an hour mulling over the set of characteristics that came pretty close to defining me as a person. Of course, that data cloud wasn't a true representation of reality. It had missed out much of the nuance that made me, me. But through a pattern picked out of my online data, the cookies had created an approximation, a shadow of me, that was somehow recognizable. The story, which was published in Wired in 2014, revealed a multi-billion pound industry of companies that collect, package, and sell detailed profiles like the one I had found, based on our online and offline behaviors. The discovery revealed to me a lucrative business model that profited off all our digital behaviors. I started to unpick the structure of this flourishing data economy. Every time I interacted with an online product, say Google Maps, Uber, Instagram or contactless credit cards, with a single click, my behavior was logged by these little cookies. Combined with public information, such as my council tax or voter records, along with my online shopping habits and real-time location information, these benign datasets could reveal a lot about me, from my gender and age down to nuances about my personality and my future decision-making. My life, and yours, is being converted into such a data package that is then sold on. Ultimately, we are the products.